Yeah, so this room here is, originally this would have been two cells.
And walking around the new Women in Safe Homes shelter with the organization's executive director, Agnes Moran, it's often hard to believe it was once a jail. The Ketchikan Regional Youth Facility opened in 2002 as a detention center housing up to 10 children, but the state closed it in 2016, citing high costs and low usage. The jail was built on city land, and when it closed, the city took the building back. 5 years later, former cell walls have been knocked out to create larger spaces. Concrete beds and metal toilets are gone. In their place is decidedly warmer decor.
So the new shelter is a mix of wood and it has the softer colors. We have wood vinyl flooring, which makes it very soft. We have some wood paneling on the walls that matches the wood paneling in the ceiling. We have much larger windows in the rooms that look out over the green space.
Walls are painted in pastels. Bedspreads have colorful designs. It could be a college dorm.
The colors are very natural. They mirror the outside, so it's shades of gray, green and beige. Very, very open feeling, and it's a very uplifting feeling in here.
There are resources for adults and children nearby. Ketchikan Public Health Center is across the parking lot. Public schools within walking distance. There's an on-site legal advocate, a classroom. There are roughly 30 beds, same as the previous shelter. Four shared bedrooms house six people apiece, but three smaller rooms with a single set of bunk beds are set aside for men or for others who need separate accommodations.
That gives us a lot more flexibility. We can deal with people who probably should be in shelter, but maybe they have mental health issues and they can't stand the congregate living. We have, you know, father-child combinations, and right now if we bring in a father with his kids, we have to give up a whole six beds. So.
And speaking of kids, Moran says she's especially excited about a children's play area in one wing of the building. There's an indoor playroom and a covered outdoor area where a local Rotary Club plans to build a playground.
In our old building, our shelter just wasn't, there was no place for kids. It was three stories. It filled the lot it was on. It was dark. There was way too many places to lose track of them. And they just had nowhere to expend their energy at all.
Saturday's grand opening marks the culmination of a four-year effort by WISH and the City of Ketchikan. Together, they secured $1.4 million in government grants and private sector funding, including an $850,000 federal community development block grant. Ketchikan Mayor Dave Kiefer is also a teacher at Ketchikan's state-run jail. He says the facility's transformation has been remarkable.
Those of us who had dealings here in the past are actually shocked to see how beautiful and welcoming this is. When the idea first came up, was it 4 years ago? About using this facility, my first thought was, it's a jail. But it's not anymore. And this is great.
Ketchikan Indian Community Vice President Trixie Calkins-Bennett offered encouragement to the nonprofit's workers who will work directly with those who seek shelter here.
As you know, it may take a few tries and you may expect disappointment, but feel peace and pride in your heart that the love and strength you give to each and every survivor is making a profound difference in the lives of women, men, and families of Southern Southeast Alaska. Congratulations on this beautiful shelter, this place of healing and growth.
WISH plans to open the shelter for domestic and sexual abuse survivors from Ketchikan, Metlakatla, Prince of Wales Island, Wrangell, and Petersburg next month. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.